Okay, item three, the progress report of three unit subcommittee task group. May I invite Winston first for his harbor plan review subcommittee, please, Winston.
Thank you, Chairman. The report of the subcommittee of harbor plan review is tabled as paper number 9. Table in front of you. So I'll briefly summarize what is in the summary report. Well, we have had our subcommittee meeting on the 20th of May. So a couple of items were discussed by members. First is the draft planning brief for the comprehensive development area site at King Waro North Point. In fact, this item has been discussed in this subcommittee several times with different proponents. We have talked with, we have had a presentation by the project proponent. We have also had a presentation by some residents living nearby. And now, in the recent meeting, we were approached by the planning department who was working on the planning brief for that area. So team member was very was has expressed concern several times, and I think the essence of this concern were the proposed development density of the site, as the site is along harbor front. So members expressed that in formulating development guidelines to facilitate redevelopment of the subject site, the planning brief should safeguard the interests of the public and ensure that the local community would be benefited from future development. An issue as air ventilation, visual permeability, and traffic impact should be properly addressed, and particularly a greening ratio should be stipulated to guide future development. And our relevant comments will be passed to the planning department for further consideration. Second, regarding a two-story building for the Harbor Patrol section of Marine Department, we were briefed by the Marine Department on an expansion of the Harbor Patrol section office by constructing a two-story building adjacent to the existing building at Tai Kok Choi Hoi Fai Road. Now, because the information presented to us, well, was not comprehensive as the Harbor Fund Enhancement Committee, the subcommittee would like to see, because, well, it was only a block model in at the harbor front, so a lot of issue that were concerned of the harbor front enhancement committee subcommittee was not addressed. So the subcommittee was of the view that, well, more information on the design of the development should be provided to support the proposal. And we also addressed that in designing the proposed development, opportunities should be taken to enhance the harbor front rather than just putting a utility building at a waterfront site, right? For instance, by improving pedestrian access along typhoon shelter and landscaping the site. Item three, we are approached by the District Land Office Hong Kong West and South and Transport Department, again on a proposed short-term tenancy of a fee-paying public car park at Sai Ying Pun Fong Mat Road. Member would be aware that, well, using the waterfront as a car park site is, well, is not a welcoming land use by the HEC. So the subcommittee also expressed that issue. Now, noting that it was only for a one-year term and there is no yet to have be any permanent project on that site, we have agreed that the site could be used for a lorry parking space for 1 year, and then subject to a review by the subcommittee again in 1 year time. Finally, we have a series of working meetings held by some very active and committed members to review the information on the short-term use and loan project along the harbor front. The subcommittee discussed and endorsed an approach to identify enhancement opportunity on the 20th of May. And also, we have another working meeting on June 3rd to further discuss the proposal. The task group will submit the proposal to the subcommittee for endorsement first, and then hopefully it will be presented to the entire HEC at our next meeting. Chairman, that's all for my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Any supplement by any member or query from HEC colleague? Nick, please.
Chairman, just slightly confused under item C. Are we talking about a lorry park or a car park? The terminology is intermingled.
I think I remember. I think it should. It is a lorry car park, right?
It's a lorry park, is it, Joe? All right, fine.
Okay. Lorry park, and Mekam.
Yeah, I just want to. Thank you, Chairman. I just want to follow up on this question. So does the district have any other plans to take care of the shortfall of lorry parking spaces? You know, otherwise, you know, if we don't have any permanent plan for the waterfront, then they will just, you know, stay on forever.
Thank you, Mekam. And then you actually point out the concern of various members now regarding these temporary land use along the harbor front. Well, thank you for being patient with me, because we have actually expressed our concern on because while we were looking at the temporary waterfront land use of the entire harbor front, we noticed something that we looked at that from a planning point of view. If you look at the outline zoning plan of the entire harbourfront, there was actually a lot of planned so-called open space, which was marked O along the waterfront. But as you will notice that the area was planned but was not realized due to various problems, and this vacant land was tender out by the land department because for fear of being left vacant and be complained by the community or the audit department for keeping land vacant. So they put this land use for a temporary land use, and the easiest way to have it is car parking, you know. And this is the situation that we are facing. And these car parking spaces then created some a local demand, but since it started, so when you move them later, people will find that we don't actually have enough car parking space in that area. So that makes the situation a ongoing problem. We have also raised this problem to the to the departments in our subcommittee, such that a review of a long-term car parking demand is necessary, so that this land used by temporary lorry or car will be returned back to its original planned land use. So I think that issue has actually been addressed and to the government officials. Mekam, I cannot give you a solution. I can only repeat your questions.
Thanks, President. If there are no other points to be raised with the subcommittee progress report, let's move on to